I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. I'm very happy to welcome back classical guitarist Richard Todd, who has been here many times over the years. Richard, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Will.
You have a very sweet-sounding instrument with you today, a Spanish guitar, and you'll hear some music from Spain as well. Richard is associate professor of guitar at Tennessee State University and adjunct associate professor of guitar at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt, and he'll be playing a recital tonight. This is Tuesday, if you're listening live. It's this evening, the 14th of March at 8 o'clock at the Turner Hall at the Blair School of Music. If you're listening on Thursday, sorry you missed Richard's concert. Try again next year. Richard's going to start his set with music of Jesus Silva, a Mexican-American composer who was on the faculty at the North Carolina School for the Arts some time ago. Three preludes from 10 preludes for guitar by Jesus Silva, Salmo de David, Soledad en Estrella.
Thank you.
Three very evocative preludes for guitar by Jesus Silva from a set of 10 preludes. We heard Salmo de David, Soledad, and Estrella. Music played live in Studio C by Richard Todd on his lovely Spanish guitar. It's a lovely guitar. And what about this builder? He's pretty well known, I guess, right? Montero?
Yeah, he's Antonio Marin Montero. He's in Granada, Spain. And he's really there's a big school of guitar building there. And he's sort of a patriarchal fit. He's still building guitars. He's about 84, I think, now, 84 or 85, and is still building guitars. And he has some relatives, some nephews who work with him who are also famous makers.
It's a very authentic, true Spanish sound that he builds into his guitars. Well, music of Bach next to prelude to preview your upcoming concert at the Blair School. This is music of J.S. Bach from the Cello Suite Number 2. Allemande and Gigue.
From the second cello suite, yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Alemán Danzig from the Cello Suite No. 2 by Johann Sebastian Bach, played live in Studio Suite by Richard Todd. Richard, those cello suites of Bach, the six of them, have proved fertile grounds for guitarists and arrangers of guitar music. You probably played arrangements by other guitarists, but this was by yourself. What was it like working with this music and to make it fit your own fingers and guitar?
Well, that's kind of a large subject. I think, in all honesty, it's sort of a hodgepodge of other arrangements. Stanley Yates, the professor up at Austin Peay, who's a great guitarist, he has an arrangement of all six suites. I kind of started with that as a basis, as well as looking at older arrangements, and then just looking at the score on its own terms, the original cello. Mm-hmm. So it's not Stanley's arrangement for sure, although there are some ideas from him and some from other players. But I wouldn't want to say that it's by somebody else, and I need to take responsibility for it on my own. I mean, there's always a kind of a tension between trying to fill out the harmonies in a music that can be somewhat resistant to that, because a lot of times Bach has, he'll imply two lines in one, and it's beautiful the way it is, and when you try to add on to it, you can detract from the original very quickly if you're not careful. So I try to not to add too terribly much to it, but in some places to sustain the voices, literally, whereas the cello with this greater sonority doesn't need to do that.
Right. Segovia was notorious for adding lots of rich harmonies into Bach's cello music.
Yeah, the older arrangements tend to be thicker.
Yeah, a little romanticized. Well, does it come down to finding something that will actually fit your fingers at some point in certain places then, in terms of how your own fingers move? And I'll put this on this string rather than that string and that kind of thing?
I think it's something that over time evolves with most players in terms of what the priorities are, whether they be technical or musical. But yeah, certainly a lot of it has to do with fitting my own technique, but then there's just, as the conception of the piece develops over time, I think the arrangement changes.
Richard Todd's with us live in Studio C. He has a program tonight. This is Tuesday, March 14th, tonight at 8 o'clock at the Blair School of Music at the Turner Recital Hall, with music of Jesus Silva, J.S. Bach, Federico Monpu, and Vicente Asensio. Some Monpu, music from Spain now. What about this music? The suite Compostelana, the prelude from that anyway. Anything you want to say about this music by Monpu?
Just that it's the first movement of a six-movement suite. And the piece was composed for Segovia, like so much of our repertoire from that time. It's a beautiful piece. I'll play four of the six movements tonight, because the four internal movements are all slow. So I'll play the outer two are quicker, I guess, and then I'll play two of the internal movements tonight.
So this is the prelude from the Suite Compostelana by Federico Monpu. Thank you. Preludio, the beginning movement, the opening movement of the Suite Compostelana by the Spanish composer Federico Monpu, played live in Studio C by Richard Todd on his Spanish guitar. More music from Spain by a different composer. This is music of Vicente Asensio, who wrote, I guess, a good about an amount of music for a guitar as well. Is that true?
Yes, he wrote, I guess his most famous piece is the Collettici Intim for guitar. He was a pianist. He lived in Valencia. And again, a lot of these guitarists were eliciting commissions, striking up friendships with various composers. And Narciso Yepes was actually studied with Asensio there in Valencia. And they developed a friendship as well. This particular piece was actually the Tango de la... Well, there are two pieces. La Calma comes from Collettici Intim. And then the Tango de la Casada Infiel, which is inspired by the poem by Yorca from the Gitano, Romanchero Gitano. It's kind of a convoluted story. Asensio wrote a ballet. This tango was in it, and then he arranged it for guitar. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from. Thank you.
Tango de la Casada Infiel, music of Vicente Asensio, played live in Studio C by Richard Todd, preceded by another small piece by Asensio called La Calma from his Collettici Intime. Richard, thanks for playing this music for us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me back out, Will.
Absolutely. And again, to our listeners, Richard is playing a concert. If you're listening on Tuesday, it's March 14th, and the concert is tonight, Tuesday, March 14th at 8 o'clock at the Blair School of Music's Turner Recital Hall. If you're listening on Thursday, you missed Richard playing live this time, but he'll do it again, I'm sure. Thanks very much. A fine program today.
Great. Thanks again, Will.
Coming up next week, live in Studio C, the Blair String Quartet is back. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1 at Nashville Public Radio.